All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Can I hijack this thing briefly? Good afternoon, everybody. It's Tuesday. It's the 11th of December. Can I just hijack this briefly from the audio that Ryan just played there? Is that... am I mistaken, or has Chase Winovich graduated, right? Like, first of all, dude's like 30 years old, right? Like, Chase is old. He ain't 19 or 20. How old is he? What are you, 23 now? How old is Chase Winovich?
Chase Winovich is 23.
You're 23 years old. Okay, first of all, we're building something. Chase, you ain't building nothing. You're gone. Second of all, hold on a minute now. This is something I just can't help. If there's ever a comment that absolutely encapsulates and defines and shows you why Michigan is Michigan and why we all laugh at you, it's that comment about the Ohio State game. You want to run that back for me for a second? Run back just that moment about his take on the Ohio State game. Run this back. What? No. First of all, Chase, we're going to look it in the face, except excuse, pretend land. We're coming back strong. You're not. We're going to remember it for next year. You're not. It wasn't us being that much worse than Ohio State. Ah, it is. Dude, I'm telling you, and I didn't even plan on going here with this, but this, if you have ever wondered when I say that Michigan's arrogance is institutional, that it is systemic, that these players are the way they are because of the adults in their life at Michigan. When you question why I say that, let the Winovich comments play back in your mind. When you lose 62 to 30 something, don't talk, just you're done. Nobody wants to hear about how it wasn't as bad as the score indicated. Chase, it was worse. It was worse. They gifted you 7. And then they had zany play calling from the 3-yard line, and they sat on the ball at the end of the game. Chase, the game probably should have been about 80 to 20. It was every bit that bad. It was worse. You're 23 years old now. Time to grow up. Time to move out of the house now. You're not at Michigan anymore. We are going to do that. You're not. It wasn't as bad. It was. We're going to remember it next year. Where? From Raiders training camp? It's like when people say, hey, I'm not against black people, but I'm not against Chinese food, but you know, I'm not political, but I don't have anything against Roberto, but right? Everything after but renders everything before it useless. We're going to stare it in the face, but we just had a bad day. What? That is a window into Wolverine psychology. It is a window into what these players and that program are about. They are the only program in America who would say that game wasn't as bad as it looked when everybody who watched knows it was way worse. And for Winovich, who's been there for a decade, who did all the talking, the revenge tour, the T-shirts, the lunch money, the little bro, all of it, for him to still come out after being humbled that way and talk about next year things will be better. Chase, no diss, but you ain't going to be a part of that. Now, if you're returning to the team for your 12th year, fine. But you know who reserves the right to say, hey, we're going to remember that for players who are still on the team. Players who have to go play that game next year. Because all Chase Winovich is doing is writing a check he doesn't get to cash. We are going to remember that next year. What is that, a veiled threat? You're not playing in the game. You're putting that on your teammates to cash that check. I don't dig that. And Chase Winovich doesn't behave this way on his own. He's learned to be this way through his 5-6 years in the program, however long he's been. I feel like he's been there forever.
This year particularly, he never did this stuff before this year. You liked him before this year, you know?
I like him as a player. I draft him as a player. I don't feel the need for him to behave the way he behaved.
And he didn't before this year. All of a sudden, he's commenting on everything. By the way, there's more to that comment. There's a one that's not in here. I'm going to read you this one. He said, to any recruit or any potential guy that sees what happened in the Ohio State game and is persuaded against coming to Michigan because of that, I would say that alone is a mirage and they should not be fooled. He continued, what we've built here and what we're continuing to build is a powerhouse, and that's the Michigan that I'm leaving. It's a Michigan that's heading upwards. The sky is the limit, not to quote Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond is what we're working with here.
Man, oh man. Look, I've said it for a long time, and I stand by it. That is a cult. There, it is whatever is in the water and these kids drink. It is remarkable, the stuff that comes out of Ann Arbor. There's not another program that hasn't won a conference in 15 years that would even dare talk in hushed tones, much less go on the record in the media, talking about we're building a powerhouse, infinity and beyond. That was a mirage? No, bro, your defense was a mirage. Your schedule was a mirage. You know what wasn't a mirage? What OSU did to you. That is remarkable to me.
Yeah, OSU already responded in a tweet to the mirage comment, tweeting out some a SNL sketch about a mirage, and they showed the score 62-39. It's pretty funny.
Bro,
David,
you're a Wolverine.
Yeah.
That ain't no mirage.
No, it wasn't a mirage. It was upsetting, but it wasn't a mirage.
That was an embarrassment.
Yeah, it was.
Of all the words I could find to describe that game, the adjectives I would use, mirage would come in dead last.
Yeah, mirage is nowhere near the word I would use for that game.
But again, that's one of the team leaders, right? So you know what that leads me to believe? His teammates think that way. He's speaking for his teammates. They believe that that wasn't that bad. We had a bad day. It was a mirage. We're building something great here. We're building a powerhouse. We're Michigan. Guys, how about this? Chase is a little bit older than most of his teammates, right? For the kids that are arriving at Michigan's campus this year, it could be debatable if they were potty trained the last time Michigan won the Big Ten. All right? 2.5, 3 years old is when you about get potty trained, right? 2019 recruits, do the math. What are you talking about? And like I said, I can separate player, person, the whole deal. I think Chase is a very good football player. And I think he's going to be a good pro. He's got a high motor, can be a pass rush specialist. I like him as a player. The antics this year are just what I could do without. Don't need it. It's not even an issue of, well, are you good enough to do it? I don't think any college athlete should behave that way. Lunch money, lil bro, can you hold this L? Going after writers. You know, it's enough. Just stop, dude. You don't need to do it.
Winovich is Harbaugh as a player. I think those two, with what they say in the media, they say these wacky things, the Buzz Lightyear quote, just how they act. I think Harbaugh is Winovich. Winovich is Harbaugh.
Well, but Winovich took his cues from Harbaugh.
Right.
Look, these players are a byproduct of their coach. And these players are saying, it was a mirage. What OSU did to us, it wasn't as bad as it looked. You don't understand. We had a bad day. Dude, that tells me they haven't learned anything. I think it's a big part of the reason Michigan can't win the big game. I'm telling you. Walking in and thinking you're going to put your helmets out on the field and beat somebody because of who you used to be, it's a very dangerous thing to play with. And then when you get your dinky kicked in, for you not to be able to own it and go, we got absolutely trashed. We're not good enough. We need to be better. No, instead you say it's a mirage. It wasn't that bad. Hey, recruits, it's an awesome place. This is why you don't win the big game. Your mind isn't right. But it's what's I truly believe Michigan lives in a different time period. And everybody else laughs at them. And we know how stupid they are. We know how ridiculous they are. But their players never learn. Their coaches never learn. And to a certain extent, I have to give credit. The one place that I didn't think would ever get it is starting to. The fan base is learning quicker than coaches and players. Which is shocking to me. It's a credit to the fan base. But those Chase Winovich comments are unbelievable to me. And I don't know if people care to talk about them. I don't know if people are even hip to it. Maybe they want to just bury it and not talk about Michigan. That's fine. I'd love to throw this phone number out to you right now and ask you the question. When you hear what Winovich had to say about the Ohio State game and about the program and that general mindset, does that disturb you? Do you identify with what I'm saying? That is the psychosis of your program, and it is a big reason why you don't measure up in big moments. 248-539-9797. I'd love to hear from you. Never intended on starting the show this way, but damn it, I'm doing it. That audio is unbelievable. The Ohio State game was a mirage. We had a bad day. It's not like they're that much better than you. No, Chase, they are. Because that game wasn't even representative of how bad it really was. Wow. That ain't coming from the young man. He ain't so young anymore. He's 23 years old. That's coming from the adults who put that in his head. That's from the coaches. That's from the players before him. It's the institutionalized arrogance and delusion that still to this day haunts that program. And I say haunts because when you haven't won a conference in 15 years, when you haven't done anything of note nationally, and you still behave this way, it is hurting your ability to progress. I'm telling you, I've believed it for years, and I will continue to believe it as long as these types of comments continue to hit the media. Incredible to me. 248-539-9797.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.